This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, March 20th. God's word for you today is, remember, our scripture reading is taken from Deuteronomy 8, verse 2, and it says, remember how the Lord your God led you through the wilderness for these 40 years, humbling you and testing you to prove your character and to find out whether or not you would obey his commands. You cannot be mighty and be petty at the same time. People who are easily offended are not usually great. People who are easily offended are usually mediocre, average. But you are going to be great. You are not going to be mediocre or average in the mighty name of Jesus. So the question to you is, are you going to be petty or are you going to be mighty? What is it going to be? The things that appear to be tormenting us, could it be that God wants to use those same things to mentor us? That boss in the office that seems to be picking on you, or those colleagues at work that are a pain in the neck, or that person that you think should be your junior but is your senior at work. Could it be that God is trying to mentor you through those experiences? If you realize that your story is for his glory, those things will not matter. The first thing is to secure your next step. The second thing is to realize and embrace the fact that we are better together. And the third is to pray, pray, pray. The fourth thing is your story is for his glory. The fifth is remember. You need to remember. The challenge with us is we forget easily. God has delivered you, promoted you, done awesome things for you, and then you face a challenge and you're afraid. You begin to lament. Hello, who did the previous miracles for you? God, is he dead? Did he travel or is he on vacation? In 1 Samuel 17, which says, everyone was afraid of Goliath. The entire nation had forgotten how God took them from Egypt. The whole nation had forgotten the deliverance of Jehovah. The king was afraid. His soldiers were afraid. But David showed up on the scene and he remembered. He remembered the God that killed the lion and killed the bear. David remembered that it was God who took care of everything. David remembered that it was not just his story, it was his story for God's glory. The killing of the lion and the bear was for his glory, and he took them out, so the same God will kill this Goliath. Goliath fell because David remembered. We need to remember the victories that God has wrought for us. Otherwise, we will be afraid of the challenges that stand before us today. Counseling people, discipling people, and working with people, we have seen God do amazing things in people's lives. Even presently, God has taken you from there to here, delivered you in beautiful ways. When many of us came to the city, what did we have? But now, look at you. God has done amazing things in your life. Hasn't he? He has established you, and now you are facing a challenge, but you do not remember where God took you from. You need to remember. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. Yahweh, 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 I will not forget you all my days. In every situation, you have never failed. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.